That's just a very pretty album. I really like that album. It's guitarist Sam Dickinson with overdubs and loops and everything. All of the instruments there are him, so to speak. A solo album that really shares a great deal of his mood, his style. It's very peaceful in many ways, very meditative. A very fine album. It's called Gemini Duets. And it snuck us into our second hour of our program today. It's now 11:03 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Well, I'm moving now into my historical segment. If you listen regularly, you know that I usually try and devote maybe half an hour or so of each show to go back in time and play some of the often good, well-known, but sometimes not well-known history of this great music. Every now and then it strikes me that there's so many choices to be made that I often leave people behind. And I was playing something a few days ago, and Jaco Pastorius was in the band, and I thought, oh, there you go. I haven't played Jaco for a long time. If you are not aware of Jaco Pastorius in any detail, he is understood to be sort of the person who made the electric bass set the bar very high for the electric bass, put it that way. No longer just a, plunk, plunk, set the rhythm instrument, but a solo instrument, a great renown. And he was very, very accomplished on it. And since Jaco, any number of bass, electric bass players have joined that crew of the extension of the jazz world into the electric bass. Jaco was a tremendous talent, lived life sort of flat out, and had all sorts of trouble with substance abuse. He was just brilliant, but very damaged. He was born in 51 and died at the age of 35 in 1987, a pathetic death in that he was thrown out of a Florida nightclub because he was drunk and causing a disturbance. And the bouncer literally threw him out onto the street, where he cracked his head on a curb and basically died a few days later. The person involved actually did some jail time. The bouncer was found to be a little excessive in his use of force. But in the meantime, Jaco was dead. I'm going to play a sampling of a lot of his music. I'm including a couple of tracks from the Weather Report album called Heavy Weather, on which Jaco has a great influence. I'm going to play Teen Town to start the set today, and I'm going to end it with, you guessed, haven't you? I'm ending it with Birdland, which is sort of a signature piece, and it's really sort of cool. The two in the middle are longer. One of them is called Liberty City. Features Herbie Hancock, and it's from the album Word of Mouth. Now, giving you personnel on all of these things is a mug's game, because people come and go on his albums and they're on some tracks and not on others. But basically, if you hear a harmonica, it's probably Toots Thielemans, and Wayne Shorter's kicking around on saxophone. Michael Brenner is kicking around. Hubert Laws is on flute now and then, as say Herbie Hancock on piano and synthesizers. There's all sorts of people on that album, and you're going to have to explore it yourselves. Go to check out Word of Mouth, and you'll get all the details. Then I'm also playing a track called Reza and Giant Steps Live from Twins Live in Japan from 1982. And it has, again, the same tremendous outline of people in it. Again, Toots Thielemans is there on harmonica, if you hear that. Tenor sax has all sorts of different people. Yeah, trumpet has, well, I swear it's John Faddis playing, but also Randy Brecker and a number of others. There's great, Peter Erskine on drums. There's some really neat people there. And again, I'm leaving you with the homework, if you're really interested, to go to Twins Live in Japan for the details. And it's a great album as well. These are some really neat samples. And they are just that. And then they're not anywhere complete. Trust me, they're not. They're just bits and pieces of his career. And it was remarkably influential in setting up the electric bass, and his influence extends all the way through. When I play Canadian bass player Rich Brown, who has a great recent album that I've sampled on this show, it's not that he is being Jacko or pretending to be Jacko or copying Jacko. He's his own man, but he is clearly has taken advantage of the fact that ground has been broken in allowing that instrument to really take its place in the full outline of jazz instruments. Enough of this. Here's Jacko on four tracks. The first one is Teen Town, then Liberty City, then Reza and Giant Steps, little sort of, those two tracks. Liberty City has Herbie Hancock and goes about 12 minutes, and the Reza Giant Steps medley goes about 14. And I'll end with Birdland. Jacko Pastorius. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
That is such a cool tune. That's Birdland, of course, or maybe not of course, but it is a classic tune. And if you haven't already done so, sometime check out Lambert Hendrickson Ross, who transcribed all of that exact piece, note for note, solos and everything, and put words to it. And it's really very neat to hear the song of Birdlands and not just the tune. Good stuff. That's my historical segment today for Jaco Pastorius from two or three of his albums. There are many more. That's a very small sample, just a couple that I enjoy from Weather Report to sort of start and finish that set. Word of Mouth and Jaco in Japan on the, in the interim longer pieces. The one from Word of Mouth, Liberty City, had a great solo, the piano solo, and that was Herbie Hancock. I might not have mentioned that when I started, but a lot of folks played with Jaco, and a lot of people were saddened by his death at 35, too young, of course. And his life was lived on the wild side, so to speak, and he was had all sorts of trouble emotionally and with substance abuse, but his death was so pointless, it's just pathetic. Anyhow, that's my historical segment. And it's now 11:47 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Moving to a very different sound now, and a very neat album that I have sampled a bit before with Canadian pianist Kate Wyatt. And she has with her, her trio has Adrian Vidati on bass, Louis-Vincent Amel on drums. The album is called Murmurations, and it does some really neat stuff. There's some a very neat mood set in that, in this album, for sure. I'm going to play three tracks, Succession, Embers, and then Music is Beautiful. That's a neat end to that set. Here's pianist Kate Wyatt and her trio. Thank you.
Thank you.